We're going to start today, brethren, in Romans 3:20. Romans 3:20. We'll look at two different scriptures in the book of Romans as we go through the sermonette this morning. But in Romans 3:20, it says, "Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of our sin." We know this time of year that we always become more conscious of our sin as we prepare ourselves for the Passover. But if you think about Paul's statement, it's pretty insightful. In Romans 3:20, Paul explains that having an understanding of the law is how we do recognize the sin that kind of creeps into our lives. Through that understanding of the law, we become conscious or aware of the sin. If you think about what Paul is saying, it makes perfect sense. If you don't understand what the law is, how are you going to know if you're breaking it? Now, I tried to come up with a good example of my own of breaking a law that I wasn't aware of, but I couldn't. So I'm going to steal Andy's story and summarize what he told us last week as far as driving down the street in New York City on a restricted street. He didn't know he was committing a sin, or violation might be a better terminology, until the police officer pulled him over and gave him a ticket. You have to understand the law in order to know whether or not you're going to break one. We know that many in this world sin every day, us included. But many in this world sin every day because they just don't understand the law. They haven't been given the same knowledge necessarily that we've been given. So they break that law and they sin because they don't understand it. It's this time of year that we definitely seek to intensely understand the law, because removing sin from our lives is very, very important this time of year. We know that this time of year, God requires us to prepare for the Passover. In 1 Corinthians 11, you don't need to turn there, but this is where Paul instructed the people at the church of Corinth that they were to examine themselves prior to drinking the wine and partaking of the bread at the Passover service. So, brethren, as we do rapidly approach the Passover service, we do need to take a deep look into our lives. We need to read God's laws. We need to compare what God expects of us with what we're actually doing. Sometimes that's different. As Paul said in Romans 3:20, it is through the understanding of the law that we become aware of our sin. It's not only important that we deeply understand the law to become aware of our sin, but it's also important for us to have a strong biblical knowledge as we teach others the law. Just as many sin because they don't understand the law, sometimes people in the world will teach the scriptures inaccurately because they don't have a true and deep understanding. We know that one of the most important things that we have to do as we explain the scriptures is to explain them within the context of the entire Bible. A lot of times scriptures are taken out of context, and if you read them that way, it's a totally different meaning than God had originally intended. One of those scriptures is Romans 3:28. Romans 3:28. This is one that is sometimes taken out of context, and if it is taken out of context of the entire chapter, the meaning is totally different than what Paul had intended. What it says in Romans 3:28 says, "Therefore we conclude that man is justified by faith." And here's the interesting part. "Apart from the deeds of the law." Man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. So what does that mean, apart from the law? Was Paul saying here that one who follows a pattern of life that is apart from or contrary to God's law, is that pleasing to God? Is that what he expects from us? Well, if you go back to Romans 3:20, it's pretty clear that's not what the intended meaning was, and that's not what Paul was saying, because it is in Romans 3:20 that says we identify our sin through an understanding of the law. It would certainly stand to reason that Paul did absolutely not mean that we can live our lives apart from the law. We know in John 1, or actually 1 John, chapter 3, again, no reason to turn there, just as a review that John told us here that the transgression of the law is sin. And the wages of sin is death. So it would definitely make sense that Paul definitely did not intend Romans 3:28 to indicate or give us any permission to live our lives outside of God's laws. So what did he mean? So really, to better understand what is meant in Romans 3:28, we have to look at the word justified. We got to understand what that word justified means. Again, it says, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the law. So justified, if we look at the word justified in a biblical sense, it means being brought into right standing with God. Being brought into a right standing with God. You can look at it a little bit differently, and it says declared or made righteous in the sight of God. So the question becomes, can we be made righteous or made right in God's sight apart from the law? Clearly the answer is no. So if you think about this in the context of the upcoming Passover, it's easy to conclude that without understanding God's laws, we're not able to identify the sin in our life. And if you can't identify it, you certainly can't remove it. We certainly need to be able to remove the sin from our lives, but obviously the first step is to identify that. And we know that God expects us to examine our lives and repent prior to the Passover. Paul explains to the Corinthians that failure to properly examine themselves before going to the Passover, that would result in partaking of the Passover in an unworthily manner. And in 1 Corinthians, again, Paul instructs the church there, spends a lot of time in 1 Corinthians talking about preparation and examination and approaching the Passover with a worthy attitude and the right mind. But if you're not properly prepared, you're guilty of the body and the blood of Christ. Now, God knows that we're going to sin. He knew that. But he also wants us to continually work to improve our lives, to become more like our elder brother, Jesus Christ. See, it's not enough to simply examine and identify the sins in our lives. We have to make that change. We have to repent. We have to turn to God and live more and more like Jesus Christ. So without a firm understanding of the law, you're not going to live like Jesus Christ. You got to have a firm understanding. Now, many of us will fall short on a daily basis. That's not the point. We need to continue to work towards that. And we are going to fall short even though we understand the law. People that don't understand the law, they don't have a chance. Understanding the law is very, very important. So we're justified or made right with God by removing sin and following his law. Therefore, it's pretty clear to me that Paul was not telling us to live apart from the law in Romans 3:28. So if we put Romans 3:28 back into the context, rather than looking at that just small section of scripture by itself, let's put it back into the chapter and look at Romans 3:28 in the context of Romans 3:31. If we look at that, it's pretty clear that Paul never had any intentions of removing the law or any expectation that we're supposed to follow it. So in Romans 3:31, it says, starts out with a question, do we then nullify the law by this faith? Question that he posed. The answer, and in the scriptures that I had, there's an exclamation part at the end. It says, not at all. Do we nullify it? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law. A couple different translations might make it even more clear. The New Revised Standard Version, he asks the same questions. Paul says, do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law. And then just one last translation, the New English Bible translation, says, does this mean that we are using faith to undermine the law? By no means. We are placing the law itself on firmer footing. Brad Young, a biblical scholar, this particular section was taken out of a Good News article magazine, just a small section. Dr. Brad Young, he said, the words placed on firmer footing is a far better translation of the meaning of the words in Greek. And he talks about two different Greek words. Histemi is one of them, H-I-S-T-E-M-I. Assuming that's how you say it. I don't know Greek all that well. But histemi, it says, stand or place on firmer footing. That's the original meaning of the word there, apart from. In the equivalent of the Hebrew, kayem, K-I-Y-E-M, it says, cause to stand or make stand through proper interpretation. So Paul didn't desire to get rid of the law. In fact, what he was trying to do is put the law on a firmer footing through faith. Paul further confirmed the importance of the law in Romans 7:12. It says, therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Brethren, we have an amazing opportunity to become justified with God as we prepare and partake of the Passover. God wants us to become a member of His family. We know that. He wants us to enter His kingdom. We know that as well. In order to do that, we need to remove the sin from our lives. In order to remove the sin from our lives, we need to identify it. In order to identify it, we need to understand God's laws. It is through our faith in God's grace that we do become justified by God. Or with God, I should say. In Romans 3:24, again, not necessarily need to turn there, but just supports the fact that the law was never done away with in 3:28. In Romans 3:24, it says, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption of Jesus Christ. In verse 25, it says, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. Brethren, it was through the shedding of Christ's blood that our sin could be forgiven and our guilt removed from creating those sins. We're all in the process of examining ourselves. Passover's coming a whole lot quicker than many of us might be ready for. The de-leavening started, both physically and spiritually, but we are beginning that examination process. Although many will take Romans 3:28 out of context and use it to show that we no longer need to live by God's laws, you can do whatever you want as long as it feels good, that's not what Paul was saying. It should be pretty clear that for us to remain justified or become justified, we have to have a deep understanding of God's laws. So as we prepare ourselves and remind ourselves of the great sacrifice Jesus Christ made for us, we must understand each and every day that we need to strive to become justified. We need to strive to become right with God. In Romans 2:12, it says, all who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law. Pretty clear, we didn't do away with it. Those who obey the law will be declared righteous. And again, another term for righteous is justifiable or justified. Therefore, we cannot be justified or righteous or made right with God without His law. Paul never intended for us to live apart from God's laws. When he said, therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. The bad translation of the word apart. Being justified by faith does not mean we do away with the law. The exact opposite is true. We become justified by a deep understanding and a firm adherence to God's law. God understands we're going to sin. We know that. We're going to slip up. We're going to transgress the law. However, He has allowed the sacrifice of His only Son, Jesus Christ, to allow for us in our remission of those sins. Christ's sacrifice allows us to sin, but also allows that sin to be removed as we repent and turn away from sin and towards God's laws. We need to take comfort in knowing that we will be justified and made right with God as we do prepare for the Passover. We'll examine ourselves. We'll look for where the sin is. We'll take steps to try to root it out of our lives as we become closer to God. So, brethren, as we do prepare for the Passover, let us remember that in order to identify sin, we need to understand the law. We need to become closer to the law. And as we examine ourselves and remove sin, we know that our sin will be removed by the great sacrifice of our Savior and soon coming King, Jesus Christ.